Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's go live. And I work on the echo where we go. Father God, in name of, let's do this. No. Lift them up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you for today. We ask you to have your way. God bless our family, both far and near. God, take care of us. Now, God, as we go through the show, we ask you to give us the ears to hear, the mouth to speak, the power to deliver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, how's it going, guys? Sorry about that. You know, I played with the chords. You know it. He doesn't know any better. How's that? Well, at least, how many games have Brown won? Hey, it's a good year. And Jeff, pull your camera down a little bit. Pull your camera down. Am I still echoing? Lord. Thank you. Also, did you give South Carolina? No, I couldn't remember his real name. There it is. Thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So, guys. What'd you say? Oh. It can get cold there. Whoa. What in the world is that? I've had mine. It's viral, Jeff. We're not in the same room. Well, now, you got to be able to live a little bit. No, that's Biden. Question, guys. Last night, was that a great speech or what? Yeah. No.
Okay, very good.
Kavanaugh or Justice Kennedy? Roberts. What are you concerned about? Let me ask this. Do the people really understand what's going on here when it comes to the judicial appointment? Are they paying attention? Because, I mean, I looked last night, and it was a historic moment in what has been done. And to secure a court that is not going to legislate from the bench, and if you listen to Amy Coney Barrett's comments, she said, I learned something through this process. Legislators have their job, but I have mine, and mine is to administer the law. I don't know if people understand what she said. Right. For let me say this. But it's been for decades. We need to understand. See, this is the issue. For decades. Remember, you had farmers. You had people that were illiterate. I mean, people were very, very smart in what they did. But the information. Remember, the only reason why the pandemic is the way that it is right now is because of social media and 24-hour news cycle. Because one time they couldn't get information from New York to California instantaneously. So we need to understand that what's happening with the justice, people have information now that they've never had before. And no one in school taught them about the information that they're learning. And so they're learning everything on the fly. And most stuff that people are learning is incorrect. Whether it be law and order, whether it be civic, whether it be judicial, whether it be constitutional, they are telling people many, many lies. In school. Again, that goes from the people not knowing how to govern because we haven't taught them how to be we the people. The people don't know how to be we. They don't even know that the statues that they're tearing down, the history of them. Remember, we don't teach people what the court does. We teach people that the Constitution is a living, evolving document that's archaic now. Isn't that what they said? They said that right now in school, we teach them that creation is a myth. So anytime that you go with the great creator of law and order and you call him a myth, everything else is a lie beyond that. Would you not say that? From the 60s, 50s. Let's go back because every year has been watered down because remember, people have relieved their responsibilities over to the government every decade since the 60s. Okay. And from there now, they've been indoctrinating everyone who has gone through school, whether it's through marketing and or through the education system, to where now we have a bunch of dum-dums. Am I lying? The teacher doesn't know civics. Have you heard anyone try to educate anyone on the Electoral College in the last 2 weeks? I'm just saying. But have you watched them on mainstream across the board? Listen to what they're saying. So if you go back to what they've taught people, people have no idea about the governance of what they govern. They show up at work and don't know what to do. And no one told them that. Again, no one, going back to what you were saying, I was saying earlier, no one has taught us that. Remember, we think the government knows more than the people. And so they have been indoctrinating us over these decades. So now we're the dummies and they are the elitists. So here we go. Love the cat, Larry. Absolutely. And so here we are now in a Black Lives Matter, lack of law and order. They tell, what Pionki said, something about the violence rate in Chicago, just that city alone. Yet we have a prosecutor who's on the ballot here in Ohio. And no one is talking about Amy Coney Barrett, the Supreme Court, and how it is really, really going to affect the lives of the people in a good way and what they do. People have no choice, and they're going to vote. Well, President Trump tried to ram this through because you look at what they've done. Look at what they're doing. Look at the spin that they're putting on this. A cerebral conversation about law and order is not happening, but we're talking about Black Lives Matter. And all, you follow where I'm coming from? How do you say that you care about Black Lives Mattering? You march down the street, you spend all this money, you talk about defunding the police, you blame the president for being a racist, but yet you don't understand how the law and order works in the country in which you live. Experts with no common sense. No one knows. But let me say this. How many of you, if you're honest, have been fired from a job? Okay? Welcome to America. People in America get fired. They get laid off. You make bad decisions. I don't know anyone who walks on water. So why in the world do we act like our politicians are these people that, what? Jeff has said it over the years. Progressives are on the left and on the right. Have you not said that, Jeffrey? And it depends on who wants to cover what. Do you want a United States led or a United Nations led? And so now we're seeing this come to fruition, and we're seeing it actually posture in that way. Because right now, what happened in the last 2 days over in Israel, and why no one's making a big deal about it on American television, blows my mind. Because Bahrain and Israel and Saudi Arabia and the American Emirates, that's a big deal. They already have. What were you going to say, Jeff? I was never a Trumper. But I was a never. Culturally, there's a difference because there is a black never Trumper, and then there is the never Trumper. No, because black people that are never Trumpers are never Trumpers because they said that he was a racist and that he hated black people. Oh, those people. I know a lot of those. But you know what I really, really am impressed about? I realize that we should have never allowed Mitt Romney and John McCain to ever become the nominee for the Republican Party. Shame on us. We have to understand you made Mitt Romney and John McCain but we didn't tell the truth on it either. And again, look, John McCain was John McCain from the beginning all the way to the end. And so was Mitt Romney. But remember, the Republican Party, conservatives, made him the nominee up against Barack Hussein Obama. Really? But look at look at the legislation that was put in place by Clinton. Look at what they did. Come on now. The Telecommunications Act. You got NAFTA and GATT. And you have the mark-to-market. And don't forget about the put all the black people in prison. Three strikes, you're out. All that happened between Republican progressives and Bill Clinton. And who was in office? And no one, and again, so here we are, the four of us, having this great conversation because we are a bunch of intellectuals. And we have people who are across this nation that I have not heard them have this conversation. Have you? You can't have both worlds. Remember everything was Bush's fault until it became good and it was mine. I'm just saying. No, it didn't. Wow. But again, I saw something last Saturday. And when I was at Cazelli Center for the food giveaway, there were three car lots inside the Cazelli Center parking lot. And they were triple and quadruple staffed with cars at 8 o'clock in the morning for a food giveaway that did not start until 10. I saw the cars come out, and they were in a steady move from that time all the way up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. People looking for food. And I said to myself, this will be Biden's America if we are not careful. Because he wants us to get into the place where we are comfortable getting things without having to work for them. People are sitting home right now waiting on a check and not going to work. There are help wanted signs out everywhere. So if you want to work, you can work. But there are always going to be people that like that are food, they do this for a living. They do it like a hobby. There are always going to be people that go out and get free food. But when you look at the people and they're saying thank you for doing this, it's very humble. You got to understand there are people that you see that are going through these lines, and a lot of them you know, and they're shamed. And we need to understand Joe Biden wants to condition America into where we are more socialist. We don't mind staying at home and not working and getting anything. That's not a good way to build America. You can't build by staying home and getting a check while you stay home. And right now, the only thing that's on everybody's mind is how can we keep the bars open lately? Not how can I go to church, not how can I get my kids in school, but how can I keep the bars and restaurants open longer. Again, so what is essential to America now? That's what I'm saying. But again, but you have to understand what is essential and what is not essential. That's correct. It's a little bit more. It's not as easy as you think, Stick. You can't make it up. You got to have a whole lot of mechanisms to make it up. Now I'm gonna give the devil his due. If you go to get your card, you got to prove you died. No, because you can't, because you have to be diagnosed with a list. And if you're not pre-diagnosed, they can't diagnose you and then give you a card. You have to be pre-diagnosed to go to an online doctor. So if you don't have the record to show that you're dying or that you are on the list, then you just can't go get it. And you just can't go to anybody anywhere. It is not as cut and dry. I call on the phone and say, listen, I need a medical card because I'm in pain. And then they write me a script and go to the doctor. Trust me, you got aspirin that you can get. You can get harder. You can get easier. It's not what you think. They're doing a halfway decent job in Ohio with the regulation of it because everything is medicinal. So it's not a free for all. And if you don't comply by the rules, they will kick you out. Just like a puppy with a GPS system in his back. It's the truth. Hey, Larry. Listen, I may tip my dog, but I'm not getting tipped. It's called cashless society. I have a question for you, Larry. I got a question for you, Sticks and Larry. What backup currency? I mean, are we talking about China? So now China is trying to change the world order to make them on top because they don't want to be equal with America. They want to be the new superpower. So before you jump in, so my question is, during all this, right now, President Trump has been pressing back and pushing back. But no one's really talking about manipulation of currency and what China's been trying to do to make sure and buying up the debt all of in the BRIC nation during the pandemic, so that they can position themselves while everyone out while the world is shut down. China's not shut down anymore, and no one wants to call it out.
And also controls the majority of the minerals in this country, because they control all the off-rates, all the offshore, and anything, they own 48% of the land.
It's pretty amazing that no one is having this discussion. I keep on going back to that. We are 7 days to election. And when you look at, do you understand that the rest of the country is getting ready to turn into Youngstown, Ohio? Does anybody remember Black Monday? Can anybody remember when the steel mills closed in Youngstown? I was too. I was going into high school. I was in ninth grade. No, 1989. No, Black Monday was 1989. I'm sorry, 1979. 79, sir. Yes, I'm sorry. 79. I'm sorry. In 1979, guys, Black Monday, right? Remember when Youngstown, 77? Okay, so we were 12. Jeff. I know you were born the day before and you read the history, but you saw it in a book. So you, since you were the senior here, yeah, but you remember the blowout and what happened when you came back to visit after that? Because when you left, it looked one way, and when you came back, it looked another. Oh. Okay, so now let's go to what you said, 1977, right? Okay. Now let's look at what happened in Manhattan and in Los Angeles and across this nation. That is an industry. It may not have been steel mills, but it was definitely a multi-billion dollar industry that is shut down, never to come back again, which their whole city depended on. Tourism, entertainment. So any city that was involved in entertainment is right now getting ready to turn into Youngstown, Ohio. So again, the whole country is going to look like Youngstown. The question is, are they going to come out of it 50 years later, or are they going to come out of it ever? Because Biden is going to keep them where they've been, and Trump is going to try to change them to what they can become. But what they don't realize is The people there living there do not understand what Youngstown has looked like for the last 45 years. Again, is that not Youngstown? Is that not Youngstown in the 70s? Because, Jeff, remember, we were booming. We were making money. We were doing well here. Youngstown was the place. That's not quite what happened. Because when I look at the money that has left, even if you look at the copper from the 70s all the way until now, and what has happened to the Mahoning Valley, it was a valley thing. We lost serious amount of jobs here and the industry that came with it. And New York and all of the entertainment cities, I was listening to a documentary last night about Las Vegas, and right now they're really upset because they cannot recover. And people have found out going to Vegas is not worth it anymore. But listen to what I'm saying, the mindset people. The people don't know in New York what Youngstown looks like. They don't know what happens in Northeast Ohio. And they don't, no one is telling them. And Trump told them the other day, you're a ghost town. Orlando, Florida. People do not understand. After November 4th, in 7 days, when they turn the lights on the country and let people know what's really going on, it's not going to change no matter who wins. No, the plan may change. The process is still going to be the same. Reality is going to have to hit. Yes. That's true. Look at that trend. And let me say this is an issue also. People are going to get sick and people are going to die. People die every day. But that's true. Are you kidding? Wow. But you know what? Every night on the news, you come up and they give you a heartfelt story of who died. Not who recovered, how you came through it. How did you go through it? There are a lot of people who have gone through it, including myself, and come out on the other side. It's not pretty. It's not cute. And it's a terrible thing, and you don't want anyone to get it. But you can live if you give in. And not only that, it's all, again, you're right, Six, that's what I'm saying. Look at the president. He's 70-some years old. And he's in decent health. What'd you say, Jeff? But let me see this. But Mark had a lot of issues. But can I tell you this? Well, can I actually say this with all sincerity? One, if COVID didn't kill him, the news media in this cycle would have. This is no disrespect to the person, but if COVID didn't kill him up front, what has happened between COVID and him dying and today's date? He'd have died anyhow, or he would have been in prison. One. Remdesivir, wasn't it? Wasn't it Remdesivir? They're not giving anyone medicine. I'm just coming out of this. You just work it out. And you take flu medicine. They give you Tamiflu. My insurance company sent me a note and said, we're passing out Tamiflu. All you got to do when you feel sick is start taking. Again, are they trying to get over? Well, you see what's going on in Africa, don't you? And where they're riding over there. There's crazy stuff going on everywhere. They're not having COVID problems, but they're having every other problem that they're not telling people about. No. Mozambique. That's called senior moment sick. Yeah, I know. They're doing well down there. Crazy stuff is going on down there. I know before the week is out, I want to talk about the racial injustice of the world and how black people in America think they have it so bad. We need to have that conversation this week. Pardon me? What did they do in Philadelphia last night? Oh, can I ask this? No. I agree, Larry, that this is my issue. We have not trained our children, our offspring, our youth, nor our civilization to have self-respect and respect for others. I was at the mall the last couple of days. And while I was there, somebody got in a fight at the mall. And they got mad because they called the police. No one goes to the mall to look for a fight. And we need to understand we have not to our restraint and how to deal with your emotions, especially with people of color. Just because I want to hit you don't mean I can shoot you. And we need to take ownership for not training up our children to learn how to fight the right way, because you cannot cuss the police out slap the police, and do a Zsa Zsa Gabor and think you're going to walk away as a black woman. That's not America. And we keep on acting like our kids are the people that are getting pulled over are these church boys. And don't get me wrong, there may be right now a lot of systemic racism, but no white cop in their right mind is trying to kill anybody, especially a black person today. They get shot. That's what I'm saying. So let's be real about this. Trust me, when I pull you over, if you hold your hands on 10 and 2, if you say, yes, officer, you know when you ride dirty. But no white officer in there right now. My Larry, your brother is a law enforcement. I am sure he is not looking for a fight right now. They want out. Everybody wants out. Especially, well, hold on before you go. Listen, not only is it going to get worse, it's going to get worse because they're going to find out our numbers are pressed, they're broke. See, let's understand this. People don't know just how much money they do not have. So what happens when violence, no money, and hunger and need come together? You get Youngstown in the 70s and 80s. That's what I'm trying to say. Just before you go, I need to get that 6 years pointed because I cut him off. I'm sorry. And then I'll come in and put it back in. Excuse me? What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. Wait a minute. I'm qualified, right? Are you serious? Jeff, what were you going to say? Well, who wants to be a police officer? Only a dingbat would want to be a police officer today. And only a dingbat would want to shoot a black person today. I'm just saying. Before we go, Jared Kushner yesterday said something and the media jumped on it and then said maybe they better not go too far with it. He said, I can't want something for you that you don't want for yourself. I'm paraphrasing. Okay, let me say this as a personal testimony. I've had to learn that I can't want more for others than they want for themselves. It is very, very difficult to make you want to do something if you don't want to do it. You can lead a dog to water. I'm not calling people dogs, and you can't make them drink. That is a true statement. My dog has proved it over and over again. So let me say this. Jared Kushner is correct. Our biggest problem is a lot of people don't want any more than what they have, and I can't want it for you. And I'm not going to let you have what you want without you working for it. Any comments? That's not me. Somebody was saying something and then it went somewhere. No. Multiple applications. I have the same one. I have the same thing six. Ain't that a blessing? Yes. They can't do that. People want to revote. I'm not disagreeing. I know in Ohio you can't, but I just want you to know. If you want to have a real nightmare, start letting people rescind their votes. Huh? Jeff, Let me go through the process of what happens when a ballot comes in. Jeff, your wife has worked at the board. Okay. Jeff, you've worked at the board. Okay, you open the envelope, and you keep the envelope because the envelope has information on it. And then you open up the ballot because you could not open up that many ballots in one day and get them counted. But because there's no name on the ballot, you cannot match the ballot with the envelope. So how am I supposed to go find the ballot in which you actually cast when I've opened up the ballot and put it into a stack so that I can open it up and put a weight on it so I can run it through a machine? There's no way. That was just being insane. That's already insane. You got states that never voted that get ready to vote. And they ain't never had more than one day to vote, and a bunch of old people that voted went out of town, and all of a sudden the whole state is voting. These people are nuts anyhow. No, did they say the process? How did they do that? So how are you going to know? Wait, no. So election night, how are you going to open up all those ballots and be able to associate them? Now, we spoil our ballots for this, but you can't re-vote. You have to have the ballot with you. Yes. Yes. If we mail you a ballot, if you come in to vote, you'll vote by provision. You'll vote provisionally. And then we will check to see if your ballot returns. And if it does not return, because remember, every ballot that comes into the Board of Elections is hand checked off to say that you received the ballot and you returned your ballot. So everything is touched by hand. And then that, what's this? Hold on. Because remember this, the first one we receive, whichever one we receive first, that's the one that counts. So if you vote provisionally, and we find that we don't have a return ballot from you because we mailed one to you, we'll count. But if you return the ballot and then came in and vote provisionally, then we will set aside the provisional ballot, and go with the one that came in by mail. Correct. That's fake. That's just the state rule, because on election night, we give the unofficial election results. And then after the unofficial election results, we have, I think, 10 days or 15 days where we have to tabulate all of the ballots, get everything sorted out, go through all the provisionals, and then we as a board resume again, and we go through all of the provisional ballots by classification to see which ones get counted, which ones get made, which ones get tossed, which ones get whatever, wherever process, wherever they need to go, we do that by indication, by substandard or sub-organization, so that every vote can count. And then we look at any ballot that we do not understand, that we, as a board, we look at it personally and hand count. Just do not return it. In Ohio, it is easy to vote and hard to cheat. And between John Houston and Frank LaRose, pardon? I can tell you in Ohio and Mahoning County, you're going to have a fabulous election day and election night. I am not responsible for Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. I'm responsible for Ohio and Ohio only. You just got to pray. Because as many Republicans, let me say this, for as much as harvesting and all this, if Republicans will do it, and so will Democrats. If you got a Republican activities director, I'm not going to say she will or will not, but you understand. And if you have a Democrat, I'm not saying that she will or will not, but I'm just saying. All we can do is pray and ask God for the best outcome because we need it. Well, No. Because Catholics, I'm not sure how Catholics are voting right now. I'm so confused with the Catholic religion. Because I'm confused by Catholics and people who are Jewish. I'm so confused by this. Because what did the Pope what'd you say six? What were you gonna say six? We're gonna come back to Larry because that was just stupid. And how many devout practicing Catholics are there compared to the Catholic Universal Church religion? She's Catholic. He's Catholic too. That's okay. And so how in the world can you have all these Jewish people and these Catholic people when President Trump has done so much for abortion and rights of the unborn child and for Israel and then come out and say, I don't like who he is. I got to vote for the other guy. He's not a good guy. And Larry, why hasn't the Pope come out for President Trump? I just want you to know, if you don't come through the blood, you end in the flood. Yeah, Jeff? There's nothing wrong with Jeff. It's only Wilson's grape juice and a cracker. But it's still. I don't. Okay, let me try this one more time, Jeff. It's still Wilson's grape juice in a cup. Oh. Now you can call it blood if you want to. And right now, I don't even think they're not even doing communion in the church, are they? I'm not with the Catholic. How do the Catholic churches? Because they don't. You know, they just put the little tabs on the tongue. You can't tab on tongue at 6 feet. And so now they're doing the print. Let's try this one more time. So you mean to tell me now they're doing the Presbyterian cup and biscuit? That's how they used to do it. But now that you can't, what do you do now? They don't even want you to sing in church. That, so they get the Presbyterian cup and biscuit. Now, Jeff, when we were coming up, we didn't have no cup and biscuits. We had cracker and Welch's grape juice. At Calvary? No, I'm talking about Calvary. Wasn't they using crackers? Huh? You didn't grow up at Calvary. The Presbyterian biscuit, juice, and biscuit. Uh-oh. Hey, guys, it's been a great day. Covered a lot of ground. It's no longer echoing, right? There's no longer an echo? Okay. 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 I was trying to work it out. Okay. I don't know now. I took everything off to get in. But I think it was how.